Welcome to A View from the Wings, and today I'm talking to Steve Barnes and Sheena Barnes, who are involved with the Nantwich Jazz Blues and Music Festival. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
So, the festival's looming. It's the Easter holiday weekend, and it's looking fantastic. A numerous amount of bands, as always.
Sure.
And apparently it's the 28th year of the festival.
The 28th festival, yes.
It's been going longer than that because we've missed two COVIDs. So, we didn't have one in 20 or 21. And we were worried in 22 that everybody would be forgotten about it. But clearly they haven't, which is a good.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it's very, very popular. I mean, not just in Nantwich, but obviously regionally and nationally. Now, I noticed that I couldn't believe the amount of bands on this year. Could you tell us a little bit about how many are on and how many days that the festival is running?
It runs from Thursday night, which is the 2nd of April, and it runs through to Monday night, which is the 6th of April. And around the town, in the 17 official venues, there are 179 gigs.
Again, I can't believe the amount. It's phenomenal. But how do you go about organising this with so many artists in so many venues? I mean, it must be a logistical nightmare. Or do you start planning as soon as one's finished? Are you on to the next one?
Pretty much. I mean, I immediately get feedback from the venues about the bands they've had. I try and get 10-15% new bands in the festival every year. Obviously, venues have favourite bands and they want them back, which is great because obviously the people come and see them. But yeah, it's pretty much all year. I have a bit of a break in the summer, but I start to put the round the town together in September. And then it generally is all done by the end of January. And the reason is that I've found the hard way in the past, and I've done this now for 13, 14 years. In fact, that's how I met my wife, Sheena, because I booked her band.
And in relation to that, I just wanted to introduce Sheena. So you've been very actively involved in the past, haven't you? Are you involved with this year's?
Only insofar as I'll be relieving Steve sometimes, and I'll be taking him coffee and food. Yeah.
Why, Sheena, do you think it is so popular? Because jazz and blues, I know now it's music as well, very much in the title, but jazz and blues, I mean, sometimes people think it's more of a niche, don't they? But yet it remains incredibly popular and fantastically attended. So what do you think the secret is about it being so much loved?
I just think that music in general is timeless, really. Especially jazz and blues seems to have a bit more of a core following for people, and certainly for the festival, definitely. But then music's music, and it brings people together, and that's what's good about the festival as well.
Yes, and I'm really feeling that this year because the world's gone crazy, as we know, and I think people need that respite, don't they? They need to have that enjoyment. Steve's just mentioned that you actually met, so you've been involved yourself with music, and I know you're both, to an extent, still involved as performers, aren't you? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. we met because he booked the duo that I was in for a slot or two at Nantwich Jazz and Blues. Oof, a number of years ago now, wasn't it?
2014?
Yeah, something like that. 2013, 2014 when we were booked. And that's how I literally was told, you need to speak to Steve Barnes to get booked for the festival. And I didn't know who Steve Barnes was, so I put a message on the website for the Crown Hotel asking could someone, Steve Barnes, contact me? And that's how we kind of got talking. And we were good friends for years during the festival and so on. And then one thing led to another.
Okay, so that's a different kind of slant. It's not only a place to go to obviously enjoy music, but you can meet the love of your life. Is that the case, Steve?
Apparently so, yes.
Obviously, you've got some real top names this year, as always. I mean, Bruce Foxton, you've got James Taylor Quartet, Rebecca Ferguson, Neely Dan. I mean, there's so many. But how do you go about attracting these really top artists?
Well, the ones that play at the Civic, it's a different it's a different modus operandi, because my colleague Alex Elwood, he looks after the bookings. To actually get bands to come and play, you can't just phone James Taylor up and say, can you do us a gig on this date? You have to kind of bid on it, and you have to put it to them. And if the band, you know, we have to, they say, yeah, we want to do it, then you agree a fee, and then you book them, and then then it works that way. The civic hall gigs it's proper music biz. So it's not the same, but with around the town, I'll get approached by bands. If bands want to come back, if I see a band, if I'm out and about and I see a band, I'll mention what we do and do you want a gig? And then so I actually make a contact and then foster a relationship with them. As we said before, it's an ongoing full year round process that never stops, basically.
I was really interested to hear that Bruce Foxen was playing, because I've interviewed Bruce in the past when he was with From the Jam, but he's with a different outfit this time, isn't he? Although I think Russell Hastings is still playing with him, isn't he?
And Mark Prezecki from Big Country. Yeah. It's Bruce Hastings and his All Stars band. So I think it's pretty much the same, but I think they're going to, I get the vibe they're going to kind of just push the envelope a bit and play some music that's not generally just Bruce Foxton-y jammy stuff. So it should be good.
Yeah, I think that makes it a little bit more exciting, actually, because I've seen From the Jam several times. So to see him in a new outfit sounds really exciting. Now, the other person I absolutely love is James Taylor Quartet, because I absolutely love that type of acid jazz. Yeah. And that is a real coup, I always think, to have him. But, Sarah Ferguson, now she's going to be a big crowd puller, isn't she?
Yeah, she's with a local guy called Tom Seals, who...
I meant Rebecca Ferguson, yes. Not Sarah.
Oop. Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't even spot that. it's been in the news quite a bit. The local guy Tom Seals, who's a keyboard player and composer, yes. Who we actually gave him gigs when he was still at school and working at Sainsbury's. So he's been part of the festival, but he travels all over the world. But yes, it's going to be, because people say, oh, there's no jazz. Well, there is. And there's some really good quality, jazzy, bluesy, funky artists that play, like James Taylor, like Rebecca Ferguson. So yes, it's going to be, we keep to the roots, and that's very much part of it.
Yeah, I can also vouch that I noticed that the Tree Cats are supporting JTQ, and they are absolutely fantastic jazzers. They only played down the road, actually, a couple of weeks ago here in town, and I went to see them. So, I mean, you are going to get that real hardcore jazz there alongside everything else. Now, you mentioned also some up-and-coming artists or local artists. I'm just thinking, Sheena, is it kind of a really good space for young people who are trying to get into the business to make their debut?
Yes, it is, because they are obviously the next generation are people that are going to be coming through and hopefully playing in future festivals. So we need to kind of encourage that. We do have a BBC introducing.
Yeah.
This has been, I think, is it the third time you've had them?
Third year. We've got BBC introducing coming.
Yeah, they sort of make sure that they have a good setup for youngsters who want to come along and play. It's kind of a bit free form, Steve, would you say? Or is it do they have set slots
They have set slots, and they get selected by BBC introducing Andrew Marston, but it's not just him, and then they get the gig they get an introducing gig. They like coming to Nantwich because it's in the Crown Ballroom, which is nice, has a bar. Though obviously most of the musicians won't be old enough, but you can get coffee and all sorts. But we've got a top line engineer in there who engineers the whole weekend for us, and they record it. As your listeners may be aware, they record the gigs and then they actually play them on the BBC introducing radio show. I think it's on a Friday night now, which will go out locally, goes into Hereford and Worcester, into Birmingham, So again, that's where I was really keen and really overjoyed to get that, because we've got new artists who will actually get a bit of a break from it, will actually get themselves out there. So yeah, Monday afternoon, it's worth seeing because there's some incredible musicians.
Yeah, and I feel very strongly about that. I think generally, in relation to theatre or music, it's great to be able to showcase young talent, and particularly an event like that. Fantastic. Now, if people want to come along, and I shouldn't think why they wouldn't want to come along, can you tell us a little bit more about tickets, prices, sales, and how they can obtain them?
Certainly. I can't remember the ticket prices for the Pacific, which I should, because I do the website. But basically, if you want to buy tickets, they're available online. If you go to nantwichjazz.com, there's the ticket link there. Round the town gigs are admission by a wristband, which gets you into all the venues all weekend. They are £13 at the concert, but if you buy in advance, they're £11. So what you'll do is you'll buy in advance. We don't send them out. You need to collect them at the festival, the Crown Hotel, or hopefully this year the Wristband Hut, because my background is IT and that's how I came into it. We've hopefully got a setup where you can actually collect your ticket, and we can do it online where we acknowledge and we'll give you your wristband. They are available at the festival, £13, Wristband Hut in the square, that's cash only. You can buy them with a credit card at the Crown Hotel, and all the official venues do have a stock of them.
And I think £11 in advance, £13, I mean, very reasonable for the amount of quality acts that you're going to be seeing. I mean, it's not prohibitive at all, is it? It's absolutely fantastic. So I also think that it'd be great if maybe you could organise a little bit of a competition for a view from the wings. I mean, is that possible?
Funny you should say that. We have got some tickets for Bruce Foxton, and I might be able to find a few for James Taylor as well. So we've just thought of a question you'll win two tickets if you can email into the show. Yeah, the email address. What is Bruce Foxton's middle name? No Googling now.
Okay.
And the James Taylor Quartet, name one of the films that James Taylor's music has appeared in.
Okay, well, I know the answer to the second one, but I know obviously I'm not allowed to enter. But that's a fantastic, fantastic prize, actually. And I'm sure we'll get lots of people responding to the competition through a View from the Wings email. And we'll give that out at the end of this interview. But I'd also like to say that it's wonderful to speak to you today. And I know a lot of people here in the Potteries that will be going to it. So in relation to that, Sheena, I mean, do people go from all over the country?
People arrive from literally all over the country. You have ticket sales for the sort of the main gigs at the Civic that go out all over the place, and also the wristbands. Yeah, if people buy them online, and we don't know where they're coming from really until we look at the figures and look at the addresses of where people have come from. And it's astounding, really. Yeah. I mean, yes, there are a lot of people that come from the Potteries too. The jazz and blues, which is brilliant because it's fairly local. It's only down the road, you know, it's not impossible to get to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is as well, it's not just the music, is it, or the venues? Because I've been, and you've got all the food vans and the food outlets, yeah. And you know, you've got the whole kind of festival atmosphere, haven't you, with Merck and everything. So
yeah. Yes.
It is like the whole bundle, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Nantwich is now known for its festivals that take place in the town. The food festival, and a great friend of mine, Nigel Stone, who runs his couple of Words of Music and Roots, I think it's called, and we help each other with the promotion. So, yeah, we're quite good at filling the town full of people having fun.
Very good. Well, I hope it's very successful. Just one other question. How many do tend to go to it over the whole weekend? Have you got any stats on that?
Well, we haven't, because we think it's about 30,000 go through the town, because not everybody buys a wristband and not everybody goes into the pubs. Some people just come for the Saturday where there's a stage on the square. And this year we've got Vavoom, who are the kind of upbeat rockabilly people, and a band called Blowzone, who are like a big soul band with a horn section and what have you. So people just come for that, and some people just come and go into one of the cafes or whatever. But we think 30,000. Now, I was in a meeting with the police, because we have the pub watch has the police in, and they reckon it was 50,000. I don't think it's that many, but the town is packed. The town has a lot of people coming through, so it's in the tens of thousands.
And I personally think that's fantastic too, because we know how difficult it is for the pub industry and the hospitality industry as a whole. So to have this generating all that income for local businesses is amazing. Well, it's been brilliant to chat to you. I shall definitely be coming along. I definitely want to see JTQ. I'd love to see Bruce Foxton, and I'd love to go and see some of the smaller venues and some of the local talent too. So I hope it's very successful, Sheena, and you'll have to come back and let us know how it's gone after the event.
Thank you very much.
We'd love to. We'll look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much for speaking to us on A View from the Wings.